Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. We were supposed to be joined by Roger Stone, but apparently he is stuck on a tarmac somewhere. literally just found that out. But we are going to be joined tonight by Todd Bensman. Then we'll be joined by Sidney Powell, Michael Weiner, and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell up first with breaking news tonight, literally about, just as his show was to start at 6 p.m. Central, I had word from his assistant, you're going to have to open the show. He's got to finish a phone call, but he's got breaking news. So I opened the show, and within a minute or two, he was there. And indeed, he has big breaking news tonight. Disturbing news, news that's going to frustrate you, that's for sure. There's a lot of news going on tonight that's quite frustrating. We're going to get to some of it. But first is the CEO of MyPillow and the head of Lindell TV, Mike Lindell. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. I have not told them what the breaking news is. I'll save that for you.
Well, you got an article that just came out. Can you pull that up? Let's pull that headline up there, huh?
Where is it at?
I thought Patty just sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, 100% fed up? Okay, we'll go there.
100%. Yeah, yes. The articles are breaking now. We announced it on my show. Everybody, just so you know, if you're just tuning in, Walmart canceled MyPillow. I got about two different excuses. What they did is I believe they slow canceled this last year when you had Bed Bath & Beyond, HEB was the first one, then Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, Sam's Club owned by Walmart. There was 26 retailers, I believe, including, and then shopping channels canceled. Then old sly Costco, remember, they waited about 4 months, but Costco all of a sudden, they were just slow ordering and they didn't do our shows. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm sorry, we're just not going to have bedding or pillows in our home, in our shows anymore. Well, you're liars. You lied, Costco. Well, Walmart then, everybody back then, I was kind of always suspicious. What did Walmart stay with this, right? And they stayed, and of course their sales went up. They were one of the few places. And sales go up, so Walmart, I don't know what's going on there.
You're also streaming on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it just went bad, I guess. It's going to try and fix it here. So what happened was with Walmart, so they took us out of the As Seen on TV department, everybody. Remember, we were the number one product or one of their top products in history. I've been with them since 2012. When people spend money on As Seen on TV products, that's what they welcome the most. If you spend a couple $100,000, you go into Walmart and they're in the As Seen on TV section, you're going to be there, but you're going to, as your commercials fatigue, then your product dies. Well, as everybody knows, MyPillows never went down because we've sold 76 million My Pillows, all made right here in my home state of Minnesota, and with My Pillow, we spend about $500,000 to $1 million a week on TV media, just with the My Pillow product, Brandon. So it's gold for all the box stores and especially for the As Seen on TV ones, i.e. Walmart. So Walmart, they took it out of that section. Remember, that's the section where you see right up front by checkout, you see the end caps at Walmart, the pallet displays. People couldn't wait. You know, it's like Snicker bars, right? Well, last year, they took us out of the As Seen on TV. And they always said, you're back in the bedding. So it's almost like now if you're looking for MyPillow, if you're looking for bedding, there you're going to be. So it's almost like they tried to hide us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the sales still went up. Went up for back there, right? We lost the As Seen on TV, so that part, of course, went down. But sales and the As Seen on the overall sales then, they went down because they took us out of that section, which hurt us back then. But then we were still doing about 10,000 pillows a week. Well, that's a lot, you guys, because that's the one product we make here in Minnesota. Remember, I have over 2,000 employees. And you take that mix out of the mix, and it's a big hit for my employees. Now, here's what they did. So about 3-4 weeks ago, Brandon, my guy said, hey, Walmart, said that they're done. I go, what do you mean they said we're done? And I said, what? So I called up, we got a hold of their CMO, their chief marketing officer. And he goes, I tell him, I said, this doesn't make sense here. He goes, well, you know, sales have fatigued. I go, no, they haven't. They're up. And he goes, well, let me look into it. Let me look into it. And I go, by the way, I said, you guys are at $39.88. I'm going to give you a price point where you can get that price down to $29.88. And if you do the standard, $19.88, the lowest price in the country. And he's going, and, you know, normally they'd be going, whoa. But he goes, well, yeah, that sounds good. Let me check into it. He didn't say it sounds good, I guess. But he was on the phone with me for a half hour. I'm going, okay, this doesn't make sense. And he said, yes, let me check into it. And because I said, I know your business model. And I said, if you're saying it's fatigued, A, it hasn't fatigued. The sales are up. If you go back the whole last year, they're actually up, even as current as May here, Brandon.
Wow.
Okay. So the sales go up. So he lied. And then two, he said, I said, well, I'm giving him an opportunity. He said, we're not only that, we're going to lower your price and you can move them to the as seen on TV section. And we're spending $500,000 a week in media because I want my employees to be busy. I want them, this is what they make. This is all they make is the MyPillow. The other products we have, you know, like my sheets, you can't make them here because you need weavers and spinners. There's none left in the U.S. So this is our main manufacturing is the MyPillow, the Body Pillow, the Roll and Go pillows, which, you know, and so on. And dog beds with the dog beds and such. Anyway, so he tells me this lie and he says, well, let me look into it. So we call up. This is last week now. My guys, my VPs, they call up. They call up Walmart and said, hey, this, what's going on? And the guy says, the SCN TV guys, well, we're not going to we're not going to do it right now. We're going to look at putting it in 2023. Okay, liars. But I'm going, okay, what do you, I said to my guys, I said, what do you mean they told you we can't, we're going to take it out and put it back in? I said, that's cancel talk. I went down that before. You don't take your best product or one of your best out of the store and say, I'm going to bring it back next year. What are you avoiding, Walmart? Then I smelt a rat, Brandon. So today, about 2 hours ago, they did have their vice president. We set up a call and with their CMO, but he canceled, or so he says, and he puts this vice president, executive vice president of Walmart on a Zoom call with me. And I can see the guy's kind of ignoring me like this. And I start asking him, you know what he said? He goes, well, Mike, we have a thing in and you don't have a high enough rating on your pillow. I'm going, what? You mean all your China pillows you have on their shelf have a higher rating? Who rates these things? I mean, are you kidding me?
But why would the rating matter if your product is selling so well? Why would they care about some rating that's subjective?
Brandon, here's the big lie. They said they put in this. I said, what rating? He goes, well, customer rated. I don't know where he got the ratings from, because when you go to their website, MyPillow's got 5 stars, 4 stars, 3.5. It's all over the board. You know what I mean? If you're going, it's whatever. And people badmouth me all the time. So they'll just put in fake ratings. I mean, that's, you know, they do that to hurt me all the time. They've done it for years. Ever since I backed our great president, Donald Trump, you know, they put in there, you get bots and trolls do that. Anyway, Brandon, get this. The guy then, I go, so what are you saying? He goes, well, your rating's not high enough. I go, what rating system? He goes, oh, we put it in over 2 years ago, everybody. I want everybody to hear this. Do you know how many POs we've gotten in the last two plus years? My pillow hasn't changed. We've sold 76 million My Pillows. My employees down there, that's what they make. It's been the same patented Phil Brandon since 2004. It doesn't change. They're the best sleep product in the history of the world. Shame on you, Walmart. You're disgusting. The guy gave me a smirk. I said, what? I said, well, you waited over 2 years to tell me this? I said, you guys are canceling us. Just like the other box stores. Shame on you, Walmart. You're disgusting. And I took the laptop and put, you're going to be all over the news, Walmart. Goodbye. as he laughed and giggled. Boom, there you go.
You slammed the lid of the computer.
I slammed the lid on the computer. Bye-bye, Walmart.
So
bye-bye,
what do you think,
Walmart.
What do you
and
think
I want
is,
everybody to...
What do you think is really behind this?
Who do I think's behind
what,
it?
What do you think's really behind it? What do you think's really behind it?
Granted, I don't know. All I know is if you go down the Walmart aisles and you find how many products are made in China, you know, all I know is the products get copied, brought into Walmart, little entrepreneurs just get squashed like a bug. It's disgusting. Did you look up that balloon guy in Telebrands by chance?
I found it, but I couldn't find the particular story, so I'll have to get you to help me offline.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a balloon lawsuit. Telebrands balloon lawsuit, as seen on TV balloon lawsuit. Anyway, everybody, there's story after story of how Walmart, you go in there and you'll have your product and all of a sudden you get into Walmart. Wow, there's my product, made in China or made wherever. So you tell me, Walmart, that you canceled my pillow because you got little China pillows and overseas pillows sitting on your shelves. And you're telling me that they have a higher rating than my pillow? Give me a break, Walmart. You're liars, liars, and you're liars. Just like people on that January 6th committee. Man, I believe the whole country of all that, not the people, but the they who are in this attack mode, they're just, it's unbelievable. Where does it end?
Yeah, where does it end?
Where does it end? My employees, and then you asked me earlier, you know, what does that do to my pillow? It's devastating. This is $10 million a year minimum. Another $10 million, couple of that with last year, which was about $90 million. That's $100 million in sales wholesale sales that we don't have anymore. So we try and react. We're trying, the people out there have reacted, buying more product as much as they can. But you know what? All the podcasters stuff, you only have so many podcasters and everybody's doing that. I hope people support mystore.com. That's a platform for entrepreneurs that they need a safe platform. This is just one more example. It doesn't matter how big you are. These stores don't care, Brandon. They don't care. Big tech, you think Mark Zuckerberg cares about? You think Mark Zuckerberg cares about the entrepreneurs? I got a guy calling here. John, I won't say your last name, but Walmart just canceled us, so I'm live on TV here. We got a new shame board. Shame on Walmart. Hey John. What do you think of the cancel culture of box stores that do this to companies like MyPillow? I mean, it's disgusting. What do you make of this? I just want to ask you here.
It's disgraceful, Michael. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
We're becoming ancient Rome. We're killing ourselves from the inside out. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And so I got to sit here. I know we have a call. I'll call you back when I get off air, but. I'm sitting here right now. I'm going, okay, now another chunk of our business. But this one really hits home. Brandon, I want to tell you too, Brandon, this really hits us harder than other products and other outlets because this is specifically to what my employees make. This is what we make.
So the $10 million in wholesale pillows, whatever quantity of pillows that is, you've got to find work for those workers.
For those that made those pillows, that's exactly right. This isn't just a money thing of my pillow. Where the other thing, when the box stores cancel us, everybody needs to understand this part. The box stores only sold most of them only one product in house, and that was my pillow. So when they did their cancellation, you're not only hurting us as a company, but you're hurting the employee directly to the employees. I can sit there and I can sell more sheets that aren't made here because I can't make them here. Everybody knows that they're made. Or my towels where I get the cotton here and I have to ship them over because we don't have that technology here and ship them back. So those products, if I can't sell those products, if I get banned, that hurts my pillow company. But when you take away pillows out of the mix, just the pillows, you hurt my employees. I have to find other work for them. I care about my employees. Like, each one is my only employee. We're like
right.
A big family. I'm so upset with Walmart for what they did. It's a disgrace. Walmart, you have fun selling your high-rated China pillows that are on your shelf. Shame on you, Walmart. And I hope it ends up like Bed Bath & Beyond. You don't see them doing so good anymore, do you, Brandon?
No, you
My
don't.
My pillow was their number one selling product ever at Bed Bath & Beyond. When they did that, people quit going there. People quit going there. Look what they went. And they're like an airplane crashing.
And by the way, Jill found the article and sent it to me. Telebrands loses $12.3 million verdict for willful patent infringement of bunch of balloons.
Yeah. What does it say about Walmart?
Well, it didn't say. I have to read the article, but it just said Telebrands loses $12.3 million verdict for willful patent infringement of bunch of balloons. So
Yeah. Well, you'll see there's lots of, you go back, there's lots of Walmart, Walmart doesn't, for them to sit there and lie to me, the first guy tell me, oh, your sales have, they've been on a downward trend. No, they're not. They've ordered more. They write up until 3 weeks ago, they had one of their biggest orders of the year, Brent.
Wow.
They're lying. They lied. But then I'm sure the CMO goes, oh, wait, now what are we going to tell them? That lie didn't work.
So why are corporations willing to sacrifice such? I mean, if you're giving them wholesale price and they're buying,
they would have been, Brandon. It's not only that we give them; it's their advertising. With our advertising, the way As Seen on TV products work, it's a huge draw. There's a company called Ollie's. Everybody needs to go there. We don't have them here, I don't think, in the Midwest. They took my pillow on a month and a half ago because they knew their CEO. Their owner of that company, he called me directly. He says, we want to help out. You're standing for our country. And they said, we'd love to try your product and see. And I said, you know what? You guys, just like the ones that kept with us, like Menards and Fleet Farm, it's a huge draw. I said, if you guys use the draw, you'll have people coming in there looking for it like you wouldn't believe. Brandon, they've ordered, I think it's 250,000 pillows already. They're just, and Walmart knew this could be them. So everyone says, so why would Walmart do that? Brandon, I could sit here and speculate. I could sit here and go, well, somebody got to them. This has been a slow cancelization, just like cowardly Costco. When they weeded out slowly. They didn't want to get part of that first wave when all of you out there boycotted Kohl's and terrible Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond and QVC and HEB and all them that did this. But you know what? Costco decided, well, let's slow play it. And then I go, you know what? You guys just slow play it. Walmart just had a little longer slow play. That's all they did, Brandon. It's, they sacrificed. There's not one reason. Then they say rating? Why don't everybody go to Walmart, grab one of those fiber fill pillows on that shelf made in China, and you give that a rating? I'll tell you what. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. You're walking around like this or like this. It's disgusting what that guy just said to me on the phone. Shame on you, Walmart. And you know what? Maybe people will realize these big corporations, these big companies that have taken over our country. We've learned it. They should have learned from Zuckerberg and old Jack Dorsey. Those platforms, we get through it. Look at all the new platforms we got out there now, from True Social, Frank Social. By the way, everybody, we're on the App Store. Go to the App Store now. Frank Speech, we have the new part, Frank Social.
And that's Apple. That's the Apple.
The Apple app. They're on any app now. Any app. Apple app, Google app, whatever they are. But I'm just saying, all that you think that Walmart would have said, well, you know what? Look what happened to Bed Bath and Kohl's when we start canceling out companies. You guys, we have a platform to put out what they did. Other entrepreneurs that get eaten up and swallowed up by these companies that don't care about our entrepreneurs. They don't care about anybody else but that entity or whatever they're doing. Now, can I know? All I know is, everybody, I will tell you this. Sam's Club, which was part of Walmart, they canceled this last year the same time as all the other ones did. I thought, well, why didn't Walmart do that then? Well, when you took us out of the As Seen on TV section, Brandon, that's like a slow cancellation. That's like what Costco did. First, Costco took away our road show. They took away that. All my employees got laid off. They did hard work, did all their road shows. Their number one product they ever had at Costco on these road shows. It was amazing. And Costco lied to the American people. They lied to us. Then they go, oh, we're just not going to use pillows there. Well, then we were in their store, and all of a sudden, you know what? We got to take it out of the store. It's you know, and then all of a sudden, well, we can't do an email blast that we did before that we had already signed up for. We're not doing it for any products. So they stopped all their other products. As soon as they canceled us, they went right back to their old way of doing business, Brandon. I'm upset. I'm more upset, you guys, this time, because this hurts my employees. This will hurt my bottom line. As you know, Brandon, I find a way. I'll find a way to keep everyone. I'm the only one we're putting out, and not the only one, but there's very few the efforts I've had put out there. I just put every dime I have coming in goes where? To go to this country to keep the injunctions going. By the way, I want to say one thing quick. I don't know how much time I have left here, but Brandon, do you know, everyone, we're doing those preliminary injunctions. Good news, the state of Arizona, the GOP, endorsed, they filed an amnesty or some.
An amicus brief, a friend of the
court
brief. Yeah,
they filed that, everybody. So in other words, they're saying, hey, we're all behind this. There's machine crime in Arizona, and these machines got to go. That's just one state. And we're going to get them all.
And by the way, I want to show this screenshot here because this is 100%fedup.com, our friend Patty Murray, breaking Walmart cancels Mike Lindell's MyPillow products. Here's how you can help, you know, and so he gets into it. But this is going to start trending because even some of the liberal media are reaching out to you now over this, are they not?
Yeah, my phone's been ringing off the hook, and they, this is, you know, even the liberal media, like Zach, I told him, you better not do some hit job, Zach. I'm not going to take it this time. I'll ban you so fast I can't. I don't mind everybody when the bad media attacks me so I can get the word out about the election crimes. But you better at least have somewhat of a moral conscience and say Walmart cancels my pillow. It will affect hundreds of employees. This is disgusting what they did, Brandon.
I agree 100%. I agree.
Shame on you, Walmart.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on here at the beginning of the show to tell us about it, Mike.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And everybody, if you want to support you, there's Brandon's promo code right there. You can support Frank Speech, Brandon's show. These guys, it's B66. You guys support, and you're supporting my pillow. You're supporting this show that Brandon works very hard on this show. Sometimes, Brandon, you should turn up your lighting a little bit, too. I look way bright. I'm going to say it right in your show. I say it needs to be brighter.
He normally tells me this off the air, but he's telling me right here.
I'm telling it.
Logan, I'm not bright enough, Logan.
Okay, turn it up. No, Logan. Brandon, you guys support Brandon there, B66 promo code. I got a news outlet calling me
right now.
Thank
you, Mike.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Hey, Logan, was he saying I'm not real bright as in intelligent or the lights aren't bright enough? Which one was that? You think the first one, do you? I bet you do. All right. Well, again, this is ridiculous, folks. Really? I mean, to cancel, what is Mike Lindell doing that is so offensive to a company like Walmart? That's what I'd like to know. That he's saying the same thing that Democrats said?